pointing towards me. Like, just hold it there for a second so I don't have to... Hello, I'm in the car driving back from an ACE conference, and it's okay, I'm not actually holding my phone. I've got my colleague, the one who doesn't speak, is holding it at the moment. Right, we've been talking about a model for flipped groups, a lesson. So what would happen in this lesson is... There's two lessons, really. So first lesson, what I do is I record... I find a video, or I record a YouTube video. So here's an example, computing. How to add numbers together in binary. How to add two binary numbers together in overflow error. So I record a video, put it on YouTube. Just an easy thing, put it on there. Or find one. For homework, they have to, each person in the class has to find the video, go and watch it, and then they have to write themselves five questions with multiple choice answers. And now they have to be tough questions because they're going to test the rest of the class, and they're going to have to try and outwit the rest of the class with these questions. So what they do is they, for homework, they watch the video, they come in next lesson, and they've got five questions. Now they're in groups, teams, and they're competing against other teams. So they come back and they join the group of five. Each person in the team has got their five questions, multiple choice with the answers, and they've watched the video. First activity in the lesson, right, problem is there's five in your group, you've got 25 questions, you need five, so you're going to have to filter and pick out the five best questions, so agree, disagree, and then write them up. Put them in a Google document, send me a link to the Google document. So all groups do this. Now, at that stage, we probably park that bit because there's a little bit of merging and all that kind of stuff. So the second lesson, they come in and I set them a quiz with 20 questions in, all based on that one video of how do you add binary together and what's an overflow error. Now, we're probably going to struggle to come up with 20 questions on one simple little thing. And then we find some way of amalgamating the scores together from the teams, and the team that scores the highest together, or something like the joint highest score or something like that, win a point. Right, that's the idea. So my next step is try it, see how it works, and then record another audio boo. There we go. Thank you.